Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
So Dave, the tweet goes, fun time Friday time, get yourself Chrome, click this link, stick some headphones on, join us, bring a cake. That's what it says, and I'm going to press tweet now, okay?
Who are they bringing a cake to? Also, where's my fucking fudge?
Oh, yeah, bad news on the fudge, dude.
No, really bad news.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hang on, I watched Contact and you said you were sending fudge. Is this, that is a very, very poor...
Dave, I've got some shocking news. Unbelievable. Straight off the out of the blocks there. We've already got a guest lined up. Hello, who is joining us, please?
Hello, it's Paul.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to Cabin Fever. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well. How are you?
We're all right, thanks. We're all right.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Dave, Paul's got some... He's got a lovely setup already. Very clear.
That's very good news from Paul. Paul, yeah. you clicked the link so quickly that I didn't even have time to explain to the dear listener the new format of this Funtime Friday. So, wonderful news. But all I was going to say is, and this is worth you knowing as well,
okay.
Every time someone clicks the link now, we'll be starting a two-minute timer, and that is your window of Cabin Fever goal. So I'm not going to start it yet because I feel like
that's a bit. It'd be a bit harsh for us to talk for 2 minutes, then say goodbye.
Yeah, you're basically kind of like robbing me of my moment, aren't you, lads?
Yeah.
And that was your time. Cheers, Paul.
Bye.
Psych yourself up, and I'll click go on the timer if that's all right. Everyone ready?
Do you want to sort of count down or?
Happy to help with that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, Paul. Go. Great stuff.
I haven't really sort of come with a recipe or a story or anything.
Fine.
Just kind of wanted to, basically just wanted to be on the show, really.
Yeah, why not? Of course you do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Regular listener. Got my housemate into it as well. It's kind of one of many things, along with Dave's friends quiz, it has to be said, that's kind of getting us through lots.
Oh, hang on. Oh, he was being nice to us. He's being nice to us. And you know what? He's been usurped.
I still died.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, no.
He's been clicked off.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, Paul. And I liked him. And he was being nice to us. And his 2 minutes had
just started.
Oh, now we've got a new guest who's not got Paul's setup. I don't believe you've got headphones in. Who is this?
I don't have headphones in, but I can put them in if you want.
That would be fantastic, and then we can chat the day away.
Okay, until I get knocked off.
Well, that's what you've just knocked Paul off, mate. You're a Paul murderer. Oh, Dave, I liked him.
Hang on.
It's all right, no worries. Take your time.
You're still there.
We are still here. Are you still there?
I'm back now.
Paul, you just knocked off somebody.
Oh, that's
it's
great.
There was a thing on screen that said you've signed in from elsewhere. So I'm wondering if my housemate, who's supposed to be at work at the moment, was trying to kick me off.
Well, I don't know. I think what's happening, Paul, is that someone else is fighting you for
Paul
the link.
Again.
Oh no, Paul's gone. Who's back on the line now? Hello.
It's John again. I'm the guy who knocked Paul off before.
Oh my God, John and Paul are fighting. It's like the late 60s. So, John, hello, welcome to the show. Where are you dialing in from, John?
Peebles in Scotland.
Oh, gorgeous. What's it like up there today, please?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's about 23, and I've come in from the garden just to talk to you guys, so I hope you appreciate the sacrifice.
Oh, that's very good of you. So we're just explaining to Paul, and I'll just explain to you, John, now that... Oh, is that... Oh, I'm going to actually keep hearing noises. Is
yeah, don't know, Dave.
Off?
Just plough on,
Dave.
Hello!
Oh,
you guessed! You've got rid of John! Oh, no!
Who are we speaking to, please?
Hi, it's Faye in Coventry.
Oh,
and,
lovely Faye.
I did try and get in touch with...
Oh, Faye's gone!
Was that Paul again?
It was Faye!
It was Faye. Oh. Faye jumped in.
John, you're back on. John, so you're in Peebles. Before Faye comes back, John, tell us, what's it like in Peebles at the moment? What are you up to with your lockdown?
I'm working from home. I'm a psychiatric social worker, so I'm supporting people over the phone. I'm judging the mental health of the country, which is one of the reasons why I'm quite worried about you guys.
Oh, no. Yeah, excellent. Can we have, please, a pro bono psychiatric evaluation of me and Dave? Take us through our problems, please.
And you want that done in 2 minutes?
He's gone! Who's this?
Hello!
Who am I speaking to, please?
It's John again.
This system is excellent.
This is great. They're fighting over the link.
Hello, I'm back again. Faye.
Faye, welcome along.
No, Faye's gone again. This must be great content. I'm going to get off and let Faye on, okay?
I love you the most, John. I just wanted you to take me through my problems. Oh, John.
Who's on now?
I don't know. I'm finding this too funny.
This is so great news.
Who's this now?
Hello. Oh, Pablo.
Pablo's back! Oh, hang on. No, Pablo's gone, mate.
We're back again.
Yes!
Hello!
Who's this? This is Faye again.
This is Faye and Paul as well, who you were talking to earlier on.
Okay, so we've got Faye and Paul in Coventry, right?
Yeah, we are we're fighting over the podcast at the moment, trying to get mentions.
Oh, that's incredible.
They're all for you now. Faye, tell us, how's your lockdown going, please?
It's not going too badly. Doing lots of things like cycling and that. Paul actually managed to let me cut his hair.
Going
back to your podcast the other day about things that cause divorces, although he's only my lodger, it was a risk.
Oh, yeah. So how are you finding that then? Although you're not a couple, for lockdown purposes, you are basically a couple. Oh, breaking news, Dave. Faye and Paul have gone. Who's this, please?
How do? Pablo again, sorry.
Pablo, back! Pablo's walked in the room. Thank God, Pablo, because we were in the middle of a chat about haircuts, so... Hello, I think.
Yep, that's Faye gone and John back.
John's back, yes!
Right, come on, John, quickly, the psychiatric
evaluation, go.
Before you drop off.
Well, you've got delusions of grandeur about the fact that you think people are listening to this nonsense.
Well, this episode tells you otherwise, because we've got about 9 people fighting over this bloody link at the moment.
So I'll be off in about 5 seconds then. In all seriousness, it's really good that people have got something to relate to.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a fab job.
Oh, that's so
very
nice.
Kind of
well, so have you. You're doing a proper important job, so you are the hero here. And you've also gone. Who's there now, please? Is it Pablo?
No, it's Matthew.
Matthew! Hello and welcome to Cabin Fever on a Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, and goodbye. Thanks for coming.
It's just a series of hellos.
It's Paul again, chaps.
Welcome back, Paul! Hang on, Paul, right from the beginning. Oh, Paul, it feels like hours since we last spoke to you.
I'm not Paul, I'm Matthew.
Hello, Matthew, how are you?
This is going to be a game. If he wants to play a game, whoever wants to play a game, we're going to play a game here. We're going to play a game. I'm great, Tom and Dave. How are you?
All right, how was your week?
It was eventful.
Oh, go
certainly.
On, go on.
I got arrested.
Bloody hell.
Hang on, he hasn't
Hello,
just said
that. It's Faye again.
This is cliffhanger after cliffhanger.
This is amazing. Faye, we just found out one of our listeners got arrested, and we were like, what for? And then you came back to tell us about your haircut.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Oh, hang on.
It's John again. Listen, I'll do this quickly and I'll stop interrupting people. What happened to the Bill quiz you keep trailing?
Oh, did we trail one? Flipping heck, I forgot about that.
In the trail, you're saying there will be a Bill quiz. There's a lot of us out there who want to get stuck into that.
That's a good point. It does say, Dave, in the trail, which we haven't listened to since we made it 10 weeks ago, also we do a quiz about the Bill on a Tuesday.
Fine, we'll do the quiz. I'm writing that down in my notes now, John. That's a very excellent very excellent point. Are you a big Bill fan? Like, would you fare well in the quiz?
I did tweet you when this is going to get knocked off. When Tom said, "Can I get a witness?" and you and Cornelius went, "What are you talking about?" I then tweeted you the link to that single with Reg Hollis in the video.
Are you joking me? That is incredible.
Did we let that go? Damn it, we missed.
Sorry, we missed that, John. That is incredible. We're going to go back. Can you do us a favour and not retweet? That's a different thing. But
tweet it again.
Tweet it again to us, and then we will definitely.
Can I get a retweet?
Yeah, okay. I'll see if I can do that. Right. Do you want me to wait until somebody knocks me off now, or will I just go?
Let's talk to you, mate. I'm to be honest, I'm enjoying your company the most out of everyone so far today. I like you, John.
Bless.
Yeah. So let's talk more about you, John. So who do you live with? Who are you shacked up with for lockdown?
I'm in with my partner Helen, who is working from the back room at the moment.
What does Helen do?
She's supporting people over the phone. She supports women who are having babies who are socially isolated.
My God. Dave, John is the best listener we've got, right?
Yeah, you
can
guys.
Can we just agree between on that?
Yeah, that's absolutely... You're bringing more to lockdown and other people's lives than we could ever deign to dream of. But I mean, we haven't even done the Bill quiz, Tom, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, we failed to do a Bill quiz and they're literally saving lives and improving mental health.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, and here's a question for you, John. When you go out in Peebles, what's your go-to bit of exercise? Is there a particularly nice walk out there that you take?
I think I've just kicked someone off.
Oh, and it was such a crap question. It was a good moment. Poor John right now sitting there going, why did he ask me that? Hello and welcome. Who am I speaking to, please?
It's Michael the Quizman from weeks ago.
Michael the Quizman from weeks
Michael
ago. You're very quiet, Michael. I'm going to just pop you up a bit. Michael, how has your lockdown been?
I'm going madder by the day.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, very familiar with that, my friend.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is. Have you got any more quizzes for us? Any good questions?
I can give you a couple if you like, because I keep doing quizzes online at the moment. Nothing else
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely, that's all we want, Michael.
Dave, should we do that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but just beware. You may well get kicked off, because the train has been hurtling down the track today. Is that, it's not a good metaphor at all,
no,
is it?
No, but I enjoyed it. I went with it. It was lovely. That was more of a metaphor replacement service. okay, so Michael, give us some. Let's have some questions. Nice. It's been weeks since we had a Michael quiz. Oh no, Michael's gone. Michael's left the building.
It's John again. Listen, I'm going to get out of the way and let other people have a shot. Okay.
Oh, John, you're so
Thanks
lovely.
Thanks very much, you guys.
Lots of love to you and Helen. Thanks for listening.
It's been lovely to talk to you, John.
This is brutal, isn't it?
We're back on.
Oh, it is. Is that Michael?
Yeah, I'm back. Hello. Yeah,
we're all right.
Right, so Michael, anytime you get back on now, all you have to do is immediately start asking questions.
Yeah, no small talk, no chit chat.
The window is small now.
Okay. Who is the historical figure who has been played on film the most?
I'm gonna say, first of all, can you speak a bit closer to the microphone? Secondly, Winston Churchill.
Dave, what do you own?
Napoleon, I reckon. Oh no, does Jesus count?
Ooh, good one.
Which one are you going for?
Jesus.
It's Napoleon.
It's Napoleon! Oh, Dave! There you go, mate. That is wrong. That was wrong. Oh, okay, good. Question number one. Let's have some more.
Hang on. I'm looking at my thing.
My question about that is, has Napoleon genuinely been played on screen more than Jesus? Or...
I think it's just film. It's not TV.
Oh, on film. Sorry. There's been more films about Napoleon. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. Oh, that's a shame.
Shakespeare's Globe.
What? Go on, sorry.
So Shakespeare's Globe in London is the only building in London that's allowed to have what?
Ooh, the only building in London that's allowed to have...
This is actually genuinely embarrassing because I spend a lot of time there.
Oh, live flames?
Yes,
naked
inside
flames.
Candles, like naked flames?
It's the only building in London with a thatched roof.
Oh, we got that wrong. Good. The only building in London with a thatched roof is Shakespeare's Globe.
Yeah, since 1666, the Great Fire, that no building's been allowed a thatched roof. That's been the exception.
Of course, I remember it well. Yes, okay.
That's incredible news.
Great stuff. Dave, we've got, we're minutes into this podcast. We've actually got some content now. This is really good.
Yeah. Okay, question three, please, Michael.
Let's keep going.
Oh, in what year were the first Compare the Meerkat adverts aired?
2003.
2004.
It's 2009.
What?
It's a lot later than you think, isn't it?
Rubbish.
Oh, I see Tom's got his sound effects ready.
I mean, I've done it six times already, Dave.
Yeah.
I've finally heard it. Any more for any more?
I'll give you one more and then I'll leave you.
Okay.
Okay, so the first folio is the collection of Shakespeare's plays that was published in 1623. There are 235 left in the world. Which city has the most of them?
Stratford.
London.
It's Washington, D.C.
Oh, what? Washington, D.C.
Which one? I bought that up with a friend of mine who is American. And she was like, well, you know what we're like? We just like to hoard everything along with everyone else. And I was like, yeah, you learnt from the best.
Yeah, we taught you that. We taught you that. It's in Washington, Dave Crib. There you go. It's a great thing.
That is generally must be the oldest thing in America, then.
I think the Native Americans might have a couple of things to say about that. But, yeah.
Artifacts, Tom. Artifacts. Come on.
Sure. The great quizzing. Can you come back and do a proper quiz for us sometime?
Yeah, just let me know. I'm happy to. I don't mind.
Great. I mean, every day, perfect. That's what the podcast is for now. Just yeah. A quizzy podcast. Michael, thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you again. Hope you're all right.
That's right. See
Cheers.
You later. Bye.
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 So in all the excitement, Tom, yeah. we didn't even get to A, set up the new 2 minute rules, which we've sort of didn't even need to establish because the wrestling went on madness.
Yeah,
I'm getting a flurry of tweets now. I notice from the people that have been playing the wrestling all morning, basically going.
Dave, can I have to stop that? Hello and welcome to Cabin Fever. Who am I speaking to, please?
How do is Pablo?
Pablo.
Am I here? Am I staying?
Oh, Pablo.
I'm not getting any error messages. I'm good.
You're in, mate. You're in. Pablo, welcome back. How have you been? Pablo's just been clicked off.
Incredible. Who's kicked him off?
Let's find out. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. It's Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh,
hey, Tom.
A new Tom.
Voice. Yeah. Lovely to hear from you. Where are you, Tom?
I'm in Fulham.
Very Ooh, nice. London. Yeah.
A bit of London.
Fancy.
What a treat, yes.
Tom, how's your lockdown been?
It's all right. It's just me, so I've got no one to talk to, but equally no either.
Yeah.
So, you know, ups and downs.
Yeah.
And I've been, I think, ticking off the lockdown cliches.
Yes.
So I've been baking.
Good.
Great. What have you baked? What's the best thing you've baked?
I would say chocolate fudge tart.
Ooh.
Which I think, Tom, if you're still on junk food lockdown.
Yes, we are, yes.
That's a legitimate homeschooling possibility.
Is it just a bung them all in and hope for the best type job?
It's a, yeah, it's a, so the topping is chocolate, double cream, caramelised condensed milk. Melt it all up, stick it in the fridge, job done.
Can I,
so
Tom,
a bit of chemistry going on,
yeah,
bit of learning.
You can justify that however you like for the kids. Chemistry dimension.
And it is, it is aggressively sweet.
Oh, I like that. Well, let me tell you how aggressively sweet my tooth is. I'm going to give you a live update, guys, from my pants. And my trousers, the shorts that I'm wearing, it's not technically my pants, it's my trousers. Not trousers, Tom, shorts. Get it right, Tom. My shorts, I have to, when I sit down, I have to undo the button and undo the zip halfway for them to fit now.
Wow.
That is incredible. Is that why you haven't sent me any fudge?
Yeah, because we ate it. No, so the fudge thing. So, Tom, sorry, to give you some context, I promised Dave I'd send him some fudge. And I went downstairs last night and my wife was doing a Zoom book club. And she was just happily scoffing the rest of the fudge. She was peeling it off the silver foil, like off of Train Spotting, and just jamming that sugary heroin into her gob. And that, so it all went, Dave. And I literally went, oh, I'm supposed to send that to Dave.
Today, yeah, that is sad. Tom, have you got any fudge you can send me?
I mean, I have got some chocolate fudge tart, which I would say is probably crack, if not heroin, in that context.
Right. I'm happy to spread my bets. Mm-hmm. So two Toms, who can send fudge to me the quickest? What a great game this
is.
I'd be absolutely thrilled on that.
Getting fudge from Toms, it's a new feature.
Love it. Tom, you have about 40 seconds left on the clock. There's a new format point this week where we've set a two-minute timer on all guests because we've got so many people to
You've been very lucky not to get clicked off, to be honest, Tom, because everyone else has been clicked off, but obviously the gods are with you and they want you to be on the show.
Well, and the fudge tart is important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got any final thoughts then for the last what is now 24 seconds?
Because we keep talking.
I would say my other lockdown cliches or my learning is there's no end to the desire for Argos-based quizzes.
Oh, we need to do that again.
Okay, we'll get Chris Sawyer back on to do another Argos quiz, shall we?
It's got to be said, Dave, quizzes are the most popular thing we do on this show. Forget our badinage. It's all about the quizzery.
Oh, absolutely. And all about the niche quizzery as well. The Bill.
Yeah.
Argos. Oh, there's the timer.
Oh, you're off. Tom in Fulham, thank you so much for listening and thanks for dropping by for Funtime Friday.
No probs.
Thanks,
See
mate.
You later.
Thanks, mate. See you later.
Bye. Aren't we lucky to have such a nice bunch of listeners?
What a treat. Let's play a sting so we can sell some stuff.
Okay, fine then.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers. So join us for Plenty Questions.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So,
getting close towards the end of it. Shall I set a timer for that?
What, to finish off the show?
It's very confusing, isn't it, all these timers?
If you stick a 5 minutes on, we'll do 5 more minutes of chit-chattery, and then we'll just absolutely switch it off. But, I mean, it's been so good hearing from everyone. Because I wanted to tell you about what happened to me last night.
Okay.
It's not great. It's quite bad.
Can I just say, in the last 5 minutes of the podcast, is it worth prioritising over my contact review?
Oh, we've got to get contact. No, we've got to get contact in. Absolutely.
No, but what's your thing? Your thing is time sensitive. It happened last night.
Yeah, it happened last night.
20 second summation, and then I'll see if it's...
Next door neighbour, loud Zoom call, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I do have questions, actually. What sort of Zoom call?
Well, actually, I say Zoom call. I think it was just I know what he was speaking to one person on speakerphone, because it was so loud I could just hear every word. It was like, imagine in your bedroom at 1 o'clock in the morning, someone speaking like, yeah, I don't know, really. I don't know. I'll see what I can do. Yeah. Thing is, I was saying to Steve the other day, like that, right? In your bedroom. Because of the way that the houses are arranged near me, this house next door, it sort of points towards us a bit, and the noise bounces off a wall of an adjoining house. It's complicated. And I've complained before. I've been like, mate, can you just keep it down a bit? And he's usually very nice. Last night, 1 o'clock in the morning, I went at the front of the house because he'd woken me up, and I went, mate, because obviously windows have to be open at this time of year. I said, dude, you've got to shut the window if you're going to have these 1 a.m. calls. And he went, no, I'm not going to do that.
Really?
And I went, I can hear every word you're saying. And he went, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to join in your conversation. So I stood outside my house in my pants at 1 o'clock in the morning. He started talking about, it was an environmental, weirdly, the context was environmental stuff. So I just started chipping in, going, yeah, I think electric cars are good, but we've got to sort out the infrastructure.
Oh, you've gone mad. Oh, this is wonderful.
I've lost my shit. I've gone full Basil Fawlty. I was furious. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. He'd woken me up with his non-versation.
And do you think he could hear you joining in with that conversation? Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's so close. This is the thing. The mutually assured destruction of living in a city closely together is, let's not put loud music on. Let's not have loud conversations. If we're all quiet, it's all okay. If one person does it, suddenly everything goes crazy. And last night, I lost my shit.
And then so what, and how did this resolve then?
It hasn't. I just walked away. But they're in a house share next door, and I don't think they get up until normal human times. Obviously, we get up at 6 o'clock. So I'm now weaponizing my children. But this isn't good. I don't want mutually assured destruction. I don't want to be sending missiles his direction at 6 a.m. Because I said to Wilfred this morning, if you want to practice your skateboard out front, you absolutely can. Knowing that it would wake him up, because the prick's got his window open.
Where's his window on? Which floor is it on again?
It's on the first floor, but it's really weird. It's because there's new flats next to our old house, and this one window of his points at us, and it points off an adjoining wall, so it bounces the sound straight onto us. And it's been absolutely fine for like 10 years, but there's a new guy, I don't think he's been there very long, and he just doesn't give a shit. And my other neighbours have complained about it as well. It's not like it's loud music. He's not being that unreasonable. Right, okay. You know, I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. In fact, I know he is, because I've heard his chat. Like, I know him. But, and there was no shouting, and there was no anger. It was a very calm, dude, I can hear what you're saying. I can hear every word. So, okay, I'll join in your conversation now, because you're having it at 1 a.m, so this is unreasonable. And I couldn't go back to sleep for hours, because I was so angry. What would you do in that situation, Dave?
Well, so is the solution just that he closes his window? Like, will that solve it?
As soon as the window's closed, all problems go. But he refused to close his window.
That was a heartbeat stopping.
That was the problem dying.
Yeah, the problem dying, not the neighbour dying. No, as soon as he closes his window, he'll die. So that'll solve the whole thing, wouldn't
it? It's actually a vacuum that his bedroom's set in, so he's in space. Because I know you're very sensitive about noise, and noise is a real trigger for me. I have problems with noise. In fact, we should get John, the psychiatrist, back on, really, seeing as I make so much noise in my life. And yet, if other people make noise in certain situations like that, I go to instant madness, as you can tell.
Yeah, well, so my question now really is, we've only got 1 minute and 9 seconds left.
Oh, no, about contact!
Before the time. Oh, well, that's going to have to wait.
Oh! But
the contact's going to be our Matt Damon, and we never, ever get to it. But my question is, under what guise did he refuse to close the window?
He didn't say. He just went, I'm not going to do that. And it's not like I'm saying close the window for the whole night so you get
right.
hot.
Just while you're on the conversation, phone, yeah.
Close the old window and we'll be absolutely dandy. And I'll go back to bed and we'll never speak of this again. But he just he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't close his window. I don't know why.
Well, I have two very quick thoughts. One is, you're lucky it wasn't a sexy call.
I'm not lucky. I'm very unlucky it wasn't a sexy call. That'd be great fun to listen to someone else's booty call. I'd thoroughly enjoy that. More then I wouldn't have said a word. I would never have told him in the first place.
But two, so I think you might have to team up with the neighbours and launch some sort of...
Do you think I should do that? Because I have got neighbours who are all... they've all mentioned it to me. And they're like, oh, could you ever hear that guy? It sounds like he's standing in the middle of our street, just having a conversation at about this level.
This is the thing, that always the first thing to check is whether you're the one just being a mad idiot, you know?
Yeah, but I know I'm a mad idiot.
Yeah, but as soon as other people are also complaining about the same thing independently, then you know that...
Was that the timer?
That's the timer, mate.
And it ended with a nice bit of therapy for me. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it? That's the end of Fun Time Friday. But yes, I think you should join forces with the neighbours and try and reason. And then if not, it's noise complaint town.
Stronger together. If you've got a suggestion for how I can solve this problem, feel free to tweet us. In fact, if you've got anything to say, just give us a tweet over the weekend and we'll get back to you when we're back on Monday with Helen Monk's Day. Thank you very much to all our callers today. That was great, wasn't it? It was impressive, Dave.
I feel honestly a bit drained, like the sort of speed with which the pace of really sort of just, I didn't know where to look, who to listen to, what was going on. Oh my
I've
goodness.
Spoken to more people in the last half hour than I have all lockdown.
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. And thank you everyone that got involved. And next time, Fun Time Friday. I mean, Fun Time Friday now. So week one, I'd say, was slow.
Of Fun Time Friday?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, week two was picked up a little bit, didn't it? Like in terms of how quickly people jumped on and we had a long chat to a couple of people.
Yeah.
I'd say we've already reached the maximum madness that it could be in terms of, without it just being a series of us going, oh, they're gone,
I think,
you know, and like with nobody speaking, then that's already, we've already reached that sort of the peak of the curve.
I feel like the format is X Factor 2007.
Yeah, right,
it's,
exactly.
It's at its pinnacle this week. You may have just heard the best show we've ever done. That's basically what I'm saying. And then again, you may not, and Mondays may well be better.
We'll have to see what happens next. But yes, thank you. Usual nonsense. Have a nice weekend. If you like the podcast, do give us a little rate and review. There's some lovely reviews on there, Tom.
Oh my God, Dave, I didn't know you could think up that many alternative personalities to write those reviews. Those were really good.
I have written not a one, Tom.
Neither have I. I was thrilled. Thank you for those reviews, whoever's been writing those. That's really kind of you. Good. Rate and review. Come back next week. All the best. Kind regards. Thanks for coming. Lots of love. Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. Could we get Helen Monks to watch Contact before Monday's show?
That's a good idea, isn't it?
There you go. It's a thought. GreatBigOwl.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.